Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 21st, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation. It'll be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. You'll rise.
Before we start, I'd like to take a moment silence for Bum Phillips. He's a fellow coach, of course. He's on a different level than I am, but his family.
All right, baby, thank you. Bring everybody to the podium. All the constables, everybody get up there. That makes a good shot. That makes a very good shot. Everybody that's in support of here to support Ms. Holmes. Okay, I'll read this resolution and whoever like to speak, the judge will allow them to speak. Resolution regarding naming the Jefferson County Sub Courthouse Park as Martin J. Popeye Holmes Park. Whereas Martin J. Popeye Holmes died on September 19, 2013 and lived an 81-year life of dignity and respect. And whereas Martin J. Popeye Holmes served our country in Company C of the United States Army 73rd Tank Battalion in Korea, in the Korean War. And whereas Martin J. Popeye Holmes gave selflessly as the past commander of the American Legion Post 7, as a member of the American Legion Post 493 Veterans of Foreign Wars, Texas Justice of the Peace and Constables Association, Texas Peace Officer Association, Jefferson County Constables Association, Society of the Honor Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and the Port Acres Knights of Columbus. And whereas Martin J. Popeye Holmes, we got a typo there, Miss Loma, thank you, babe, had an exceptional 57-year career in law enforcement with the Port Arthur Police Department, Griffin Park Police Department, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, Texas Alcoholic and Beverage Commission, Groves Police Department, Bridge City Police Department, Orange County Sheriff's Office, and served as the Chief Deputy for Constable on the Constable Collins. Y'all, excuse me, I'm an old teacher, but I taught special ed, but it caught me. Eddie Collins Precinct 8. And whereas Martin J. Popeye Holmes was the oldest certified and longest serving peace officer in the state of Texas and was honored to receive the award of excellence from the East Texas Peace Officers Association. And whereas Jefferson County acknowledges the contributions made by Martin J. Popeye Holmes made to protect and serve the citizens and that he should be honored furthermore. Now therefore be resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does name and dedicate the park and pond area located at the Jefferson County Sub Courthouse in Port Arthur, Texas as Martin J. Popeye Holmes Park. Awesome.
Commissioner Senegal, thank you so much for coming up with the idea of honoring Popeye this way, and thank all of you for passing this. We are so honored for him. We're so proud of him and for him. I know he would be so happy to know that this was happening. You know how much he loved law enforcement. You know how much he loved working in Jefferson County under Eddie Collins as his chief deputy. He loved Eddie Collins. He loved his co-workers. He loved the people here in this courthouse and the one in the sub-courthouse. So this is truly an honor for him to have that love returned to him today. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want to say, you know, you're supposed to give people their flowers before they pass on. Mm-hmm. So I'm mad at myself that I didn't even think about this, where he could have enjoyed it, you know.
He's enjoying it.
Yeah, and I know he is. And,
he's
and
enjoying it.
I called Constable Collins, and it was a no-brainer with him. And he, being his constable, I said, well, he's trying to be in proper order. And this court just jumped on it. Fred Jackson started. He said, Coach, just get me something. And when I read the obituary at his funeral, I knew it was a no-brainer. God has already blessed me to be in position to take mm-hmm. this forward and do so. And this court, I think we're doing something great for this community by naming that park. Sub Courthouse Park just didn't do it justice, but I want to say that I knew Pop before I got into county government because I taught school and he would work the games and stuff. So we go back about 25 years. So, and he's always been the same person. He took me on his wings when I won the commissioner seat and he said some things I can't repeat publicly that he do for me if something happened to me. So Constable Collins understanding, I miss him, I love him. And I mean, I just thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to do this.
Well, we love sharing him with the people of Jefferson County and we do appreciate it. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But you like Vanessa, you're a reporter. You're supposed to. All right. Anybody else, Judge, if you don't mind? Anybody else like to say something?
I'd just like to say that it was just an honor to know him. You know, he was somebody that you could go talk to, and he had a lot of wisdom because he'd been around so long. You know, he could look at things differently and give you some advice from the other side and looking at things. And a great man, and he's going to be missed.
On behalf of all the Jefferson County constables and deputy, we appreciate what you all have done. Now, I want to extend it to law enforcement. I think the sheriff back there also, he knew Papa very well. And we want to thank you all for what you did for law enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hidalgo here. Cindy, would you like to come up? We have a proclamation relating to Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And the proclamation reads, yeah, bring up whoever you want. And the proclamation reads, whereas approximately one in every 800 children are born with Down Syndrome, representing approximately 5,000 births per year in the United States, and whereas while research and early development have resulted in dramatic improvements in the lifespan and potential of those who are affected, more investigation is needed into the causes and treatment of Down syndrome. Whereas people with Down syndrome possess a wide range of abilities and are active participants in educational, occupational, social, and recreational circles of the community. And whereas, developed by the National Down Syndrome Society in 1995, the Buddy Walk, which will be held on Saturday, October 26, is an annual event in cities across Texas and the nation celebrating the accomplishment of children and adults with Down syndrome. And whereas the Arc of Greater Beaumont has supported families who have children with disabilities and special health care needs in Beaumont and desires to increase the support network and support groups of those with Down syndrome across our state. And whereas the goal of the Buddy Walk is to promote acceptance and inclusion of people with Down syndrome while raising funds for local programs and national advocacy efforts. Now therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim October 2013 as Down Syndrome Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we all urge all to support the Arc of Greater Beaumont and participate in the Buddy Walk.
Thank you so much. On behalf of the Arc Board of Directors and for many of our members like Matthew and Allison here who benefit from the work that the ARC does, we really want to say thank you for your support, not only with this proclamation, but the other ways you continue to support our important work. And one of the things I want you to know about the Buddy Walk, it's one of our fundraiser actually goes into research for finding causes for Down syndrome. We still know we know what happens, we don't know why it happens, and I think this research is important to one day find a solution to this particular challenge that happens in families. And so we're proud to be a part of something that actually is going towards research and prevention, and so thank you for your support. And if you're out down at the event center Saturday morning, we expect to have thousands of people out there. People like Matthew and Allison, they have their own Buddy Walk teams. What is Allie's Angels and Matt's Maniacs. And so we'll all be down there, and we're going to have a really good time. So thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y'all have something for the
All right. And do we have representatives of the bar of pro bono work? Please come up. Commissioner Arnold is going to read your proclamation, and then you can tell us what you need to tell us.
Whereas the Southeast Texas counties of Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, Liberty, there are over 82,845 Southeast Texans families living in poverty. Whereas each year, low-income citizens of Southeast Texas lack access to assistance for their legal issues and are often critical to their safety and independence, forcing them to resolve complex legal problems on their own. Whereas Jefferson County Bar Association pro bono program assists in the delivery of pro bono legal services to low-income residents in the four county area. And whereas although 196 members of the Southeast Texas legal community donated 2,158 hours of free legal services last year, a huge unmet need for legal assistance remains for disadvantaged Southeast Texans. And whereas the American Bar Association Code of Professional Responsibility and the Texas Disciplinary Rules for Professional Conduct have long recognized the need for lawyers to be mindful in the administration of justice and devote professional time to representation of low-income individuals. Whereas the Jefferson County Bar Association, in conjunction with the American Bar Association Standing Committee on Pro Bono and Public Service, with support from the Bar Association statewide, will educate the public about the extensive work Southeast Texas lawyers are doing, donating their time to improve the lives of vulnerable members of the community, and will encourage more individuals in the legal community to get involved in pro bono work and financially support legal aid system. Now therefore be resolved by the Commissioners Court, Jefferson County does hereby proclaim October 22nd through October 26, 2013 is Pro Bono Week, and we celebrate those professionals that give back of their time and encourage others to join. Signed this 21st day of October 2013, Judge Jeff Brannick and all four commissioners.
I'd like to say thank you for you recognizing us in the Pro Bono Week, as we say thank you to all of our volunteers that work hard every day with us. We have 206 this year, so I'm very proud to say that Jefferson County gives back, and thank you for your support.
Thank you, and thank you to all the members of the legal community that give so unselfishly to the program. Very much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, we move back to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for the term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County with John Paul's Food Service, LLC, for a second additional one-year renewal period from December 3rd, 2013 until December 2nd, 2014. Item B is to consider and possibly approve the purchase of 50 grave spaces in accordance with the invitation for bid for a term contract for indigent burial plots with Jefferson County. The purchase price is $295 each for a total of $14,750. Item C is consider and possibly approve individual county department budget purchases of employee break room equipment, such as refrigerators and microwaves. Item D is consider and possibly approve the repairs of the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center for the walls and ceiling due to water damage caused by broken HVAC coils in the amount of $20,031.20. Funds coming from capital projects. Item E is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Inc., scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd, 2013 at 9 o'clock a.m. And item F is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion? I would like to table item C for a week, if possible, to find out. I've got a request out on the listserv to find out what other counties do. I have learned that the tax assessor's office, Ms. Johnson, purchased the refrigerator for that break room, and the employees purchased the microwave. I'm not saying I'm in disagreement with it. I'm just saying I'd like to know what standard operating procedure is. So, I'm not saying I'm against it, I just don't know. We'll put it back on next Monday. Okay, it's been moved and seconded on items A, B, D, E, and F. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it on those items unanimously. Under Commissioner's Court, item A is receive and file fiscal year 2014 statewide automated victim notification service grant with the Office of the Attorney General. That allows reimbursement for cost to maintain the notification system. We've done items B and C. Item D is to consider approving the relocation of Jefferson County Fleet Service Center to the vacant vehicle maintenance building near the airport. Item E is to consider accepting a donation of bronze bust of Mr. Robert Keith. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion.
I had a discussion on D. On the move of the fleet management building, some concerns, long-term concerns, and that is we're moving from the farthest way from the coast back towards the coast in times of storms and times of trouble. The sheriff and all other fleet that use that facility, if we ever hit by 3, 4, 5, Swatch Malls has already shown that up to ML King, water would be from 2 to 4 feet. We'd be careful with that. I'm concerned about the number of employees that travel that have to go down there to pick up, unless there's a plan in place that I haven't seen, to pick up their fleet vehicle. I'm concerned about the work hours that it may cause different departments that have to get, other than the sheriff department, and I know all of the sheriff department vehicles are not located down there. You got 37 to 40 other cars that's located up this way. So there's some concerns. And I can understand the court has the vote to pass it, but I want to make sure I put on the table the concerns. I think it's very important when you're talking about spending taxpayers' dollars.
Well, I was in favor of the facility because it's a larger facility, has more bays than our present facility. It's a newer facility. It's in better shape. It has more parking for vehicles at the area than what we have here. And it, we checked with the sheriff to see if it would cause any logistical problems. The upper management in his office assured me it would not. And they have by far the largest number of vehicles. They probably 75% of the vehicles, 75 to 80% of the vehicles that the county owns are coming from the sheriff's department. Plus, we've been dealing with storage issues and parking problems up here and in this downtown area. I was just in favor of that building because it would free us up to use it for either storage or parking. And that, while I appreciate, Commissioner, your concerns about a storm, I still felt like that the wisdom was in moving it to the newer facility where they could use it.
Yeah, you know, just to add to that, Commissioner Alford, the airport sits on a pretty high elevation, probably one of the highest elevations in the county. Back when it was built during World War II, that was one of the reasons for that. So I think that, you know, though it's a valid concern, I don't see any real issues with that. The current facility that we are in, from the information that I have, was built in 1976, and the county only had 30 vehicles in the fleet. We got about 230, of which about 144 of those vehicles belong to the sheriff. I believe the proposed vacant facility that's located that we're talking about was built sometime around 2000. It was abandoned by the military in, I think, maybe 02. Go figure that. But it does provide a larger parking area. The footprint is bigger than our building. So it does offer us some options with this other facility that we're in. You know, as the court discussed, possible storage of files and relocating some offices during our renovations. I think a large majority of the equipment is mobile and can be relocated. And we've been paying utilities on this building since 2000. So to me, it just makes sense. And it gives us some room for growth to expand and modernize our operations. I think it'd be safer just because of the new stuff that's in the building that is not in our current building. So being centrally located, I think, is important. So I would think it'd be a good idea.
And where I can understand both arguments on this, we have a policy of commissioners having liaison. I can support this, Ms. Guidry, and I will support it, but I would support the liaison being the same as the person that was the liaison for when it was in the in across the street. And I'm gonna support that. If that's not going to be part of the vote, then I will be voting no.
I didn't understand, Coach.
Well, Commissioner Alford is the liaison where it is now.
Yeah.
Transfers, will he remain the liaison?
I hadn't planned on changing that.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's up to the court, but
I mean, whoever's in control or that's not for, I mean, that's not my concern. I care less. I just want to do what's best for the county and do what's efficient and, you know.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Under County Airport, item A is to receive and file executed TxDOT's grant for the routine airport maintenance project. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we want to say congratulations to our airport manager who had a new baby son on Saturday, I believe. So we hope everyone's healthy. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for additional costs for liability insurance for judges in the amount of $205 each, which is totals up to $2,665. And I'm guessing, Ms. Keith, that this one that's double is for the 317th court?
That's right.
Okay. Two judges. Okay. Item B is to consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget amendment for debt services funds, refunding of the 2003B certificates of obligation. Item C is consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendment for the 252nd District Court for indigent defense in the amount of $60,000. And item, we just did one for 80. And item D is regular county bills, check number 386339 through 386601.
Capital murder cases.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a motion on those items?
So
under
moved.
Auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Let me say this, Judge. Fran, would you, if you don't mind, get us those capital murder cases so we know what's going on, if you don't mind.
Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Seneca Pipeline LP to replace an existing pipeline crossing Green Pond Gully Ditch and Road in Jefferson County. Located in precinct number one. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit to Seneca Pipeline to replace an existing pipeline crossing Green Pond Gully Ditch and Road in Jefferson County, located in precinct one. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda item. Under District Attorney, we're announcing the closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.087 to discuss or deliberate regarding commercial or financial information received from a business prospect sought to be located in Jefferson County with which the county is conducting economic development negotiations and or to deliberate the offer of incentives. And so at this time, our regular agenda is closed, and we will give the cinematographer an opportunity to pack up, and then we'll begin our closed session.